Well, the Relay for Life of the Sauk Valley, hopefully I don't rattle anybody here, but the Relay for Life of the Sauk Valley is just 12 weeks from this Saturday. June 8th.
12 weeks. Oh.
I said I didn't want to rattle anybody.
You rattled.
Yes.
With us in studio, of course, always good to see our friend Betty Clements and Cheryl Faber. Good morning, friends. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you. And you're right. It did rattle my cage. If you saw my to-do list, you would know why. It's pretty lengthy right now.
And it's hard to cross things off.
Yes, it is. Still early.
Well, I'll see. Maybe I can just quit doing that until about a couple of weeks before and say, Betty, it's only 2 weeks away. I'll save it till then.
Oh, no, don't do that because she will panic then.
That is true.
Wow. So I recall the number correctly, we are at the 28th?
29th.
My goodness. Wow.
It creeps up on you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It is unbelievable. It's gone on for that many years.
But why not?
Well, why not? Because cancer doesn't go away, unfortunately.
Yeah, and everybody knows somebody.
Absolutely. Everybody knows somebody.
And you know, we do have more cancer survivors each year, so that's wonderful news.
Yes, yes.
So American Cancer Society is definitely doing their job.
Right. A couple of changes throughout the 29 years.
Just a few.
Yeah, it used to be a 24-hour thing. Used to be located over here, located over there, but now we've kind of settled in over there at Westwood.
And that's been the constancy of that, having one location and one that is available whether you're indoors or outdoors, is really great. Yep. So we thank Westwood for that facility.
It's a wonderful feeling to know that we don't have to move things at the last minute because of inclement weather.
Right.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, it looks like, we got a few new things to discuss here. Things are moving right along.
They are. So Cheryl's going to start
out. Let's talk about registration of teams, because teams are what we need. We need people to come out and walk with us. Teams can be anywhere from one person to 15. I don't care how many are on your team. The idea is that you raise money for a cause, and that's what's very, very important. To register your team, you need to go online. RelayForLife.org /Sauk Valley IL, or you can call them 1-800-ACS-2345 and they will register you. Or if you really want a paper participation form to fill out, you can pick one up out at Sauk Valley Food Bank between 8 to 12 on Monday through Thursday. But teams, they can be men, they can be women, they can be children, they can be all ages. We don't care. What we want them to know is that what you're doing is for a very good cause. That registration is important. If you raise $100, you will get a t-shirt. And that t-shirt will be sent directly to you, so you'll be ready to wear it in time for our relay on June 8th. I think it's important that people realize that if you ask people to donate to you for the American Cancer Society, I've never had anybody refuse me.
Wow.
I think if you explain to them why it is so important to be involved with it, I can't imagine somebody saying, no, I don't want to do that. So raising $100 is not that difficult to do. Even if you've got five family members and each one of you puts in $20, you've got your $100 right there.
There we go.
And people who work, it's easy to collect at your work or to do fundraising. You can always do fundraising also to get your team money. So I think that's just very important. But you do have to register. So please, people out there, get your team together. It can be family. It can be friends. It can be coworkers. It can be your neighbors. Sometimes we get a neighborhood that will even do it. So it's very important that you do that, but get online and get yourself registered and start raising money for a very good, worthwhile cause.
Yeah, or go out and say hi to our friend Pam out there at Sauk Valley Food Bank.
There you go. You can do that without a problem. Absolutely. So registration is very important, and teams, we need you.
Well, once you've registered, you're online, so that's an easy way to access through emails, sending out requests for donations also. And they can do so by doing a credit card or PayPal right online. So that's an easy way if you don't like talking to people face-to-face and asking for money. A lot of people are like that. They just don't want to ask. It's an easy way to do it, and Cheryl's right. I've never had anybody refuse me.
You know, and some people I see have do that, like if it's your birthday, instead of giving me a gift, they'll say, please donate to American Cancer Society. Yeah. Wow. So that's an easy way to do a fundraising, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an amazing one.
Well, yep. It's just an easy way because, like we know, everybody likes to do social media anymore.
Yep. How true.
That seems to be the thing to do.
So Cheryl talked about team recruitment for the Relay for Life of the Sauk Valley, and I want to pick up right where she left off with the teams and say, well, what exactly can you expect if you come to this event on June 8th out at Westwood? Well, it's pretty easy because relays across the United States are all pretty much the same. They have an opening ceremony, which is a national anthem, usually an honor guard that is there, and survivors that are in attendance that have registered in advance are the participants of the first lap and actually open it. In our particular event, we also honor the longest survivor, the most number of years that that person has survived their diagnosis of cancer. We also will announce the number of years of longevity that are enjoyed by every participant. And that, as Cheryl said when we started this interview, is really a number that is huge because as more people have survived, that number keeps increasing. It's usually over 200, 300 years of survivorship represented by the number of people that are in attendance. And that is proof that we are making progress. Early diagnosis usually is the answer to survival. So that usually takes place in the opening ceremony, and then we start the fun for the teams. There are activities. There are certain theme laps that take place. So we are looking at some entertainment this year to include. We're looking at some interesting dances to get the whole participant group out there onto the track area. So we're going to have fun and maybe a little competition along the way. Those plans are just in the movement. I don't want to announce anything yet, but it's a fun time for a couple of hours while you're walking the track. And then the bagpiper usually comes through or someone to calm down the group, and you move from a fun and frolic and celebratory type atmosphere on the track as we move to the luminaria ceremony, which is a very solemn, respectful ceremony to honor any person who has ever heard those words, you have cancer. So that takes place, and then it's the end. We announce what has happened, how much money was raised, how many people participated, the total number of things that are making our 29th annual event what it is. So the thing about Relay is it is a non-competitive event. It is meant for people to enjoy, to have fun at. It's not competitive. You don't have to be athletic. You don't have to be a runner. You don't even have to walk. You can use your wheelchair. You can use your cane. You can come. We want people to participate because truly everyone knows someone who has had the diagnosis of cancer. So come and help us become a part of the participants and join in the fun. So with that, then, survivors become our heroes that first lap. So Cheryl's going to tell survivors what we have planned for them.
Well, the survivors are our heroes, and that's exactly one reason we do what we do, is because we want to see more and more cancer survivors. So it is important, if you've ever heard those words, you have cancer. I don't care if you just got diagnosed yesterday, you are a cancer survivor. So that's very, very important. It's important that they register, because if they do, they will get a beautiful purple t-shirt delivered directly to their home after they've registered. That way they can wear it that night on June 8th when they come to walk with us on that first lap. I think it's important to know that those cancer survivors can bring a caregiver with them, and I think we haven't mentioned that too much, but the caregivers are very important because they're the ones who have taken care of them through their cancer diagnosis and their treatments going through it. Registration, of course, get online, that famous one we know, relayforlife.org/Sauk Valley IL, or the website. That's the website, or call 1-800-ACS-2345. That is just so very important so that you can join us on that opening ceremony. We will be giving some kind of a luncheon to our cancer survivors and their caregivers. But again, they need to register that ahead of time. And if they want a paper form to fill out again, they need to go to Sauk Valley Food Bank on between Monday through Thursday from 8 to 12, and they can get that there.
So, how is a relay actually organized? Well, I've talked a little bit about what the event is, what actually happens on June 8th from 5 until 9 o'clock. It takes people, volunteers, that are willing to organize each of those sections that I had alluded to. So there are chairs or co-chairs of each one of the committees. Publicity is one committee, which is why Cheryl and I are standing here today doing this interview, trying to spread the word about what Relay is and how to get involved. Sponsorship, which is what Cheryl heads up, which is any business or organization that would like to contribute to the cause and have their name be included in the program and in the publicity on the website. You need only to contact her. Survivorship, which is planning all of the activities for the day of the event for survivors, which Cheryl just alluded to. The Luminaria Committee, which is the one that plans that last solemn ceremony and the respect gets a singer that sings, has a person, namely you, Tom, who comes and reads the name of each survivor that has received a Luminaria bag in their honor. The logistics committee, which is the gentleman who does all of the hanging of the signs the day of the event out at Westwood. He puts up the yard signs, he sets up the screen for the reflection of the names being scrolled for the Luminaria ceremony. He hangs all the posters. He arranges the parking. He sets up the cones for the track. He assigns everything. He is a godsend to us, and he's got it down to such an event that he knows exactly what he's doing and how he's doing it. So,
and when he puts up that big arch for us.
Yes, you know, he does.
It's the beginning of our track that blows up. Yes, exactly. And that's not fun to get up.
No, it isn't, and it takes a number of people to hold it down, especially if it's a windy day.
Yeah.
An on-site committee that plans all of the activities for the participants during the course of the event. And, of course, then there's the accounting, which is the committee that takes in the monies, not only at every meeting that we have for teams to bring their monies in, but it also is the time at the event itself. So those people that are the chairs are always looking for people to join them. We want volunteers from the community to be a part of the planning, because this truly is a reflection of a community event. Anybody that wants to help, all you have to do is to text me. My name is Betty Clements. You can text me at 815-535-4443. It's my cell phone. Just tell me that you want to volunteer. Our next meeting is going to be held at Sauk Valley Food Bank on Wednesday, March 20th. That's a week from tomorrow at 5:30, and you are most welcome. We also do meetings, planning of committee by Zoom. So if you prefer to join us by Zoom, we'll send you the link. Again, just text me that you are interested in becoming a part of the committee. And if you even know what part you want to become a part of, you can tell me that too. 815-535-4443. So to summarize, now's the time to get registered. Teams, it's time. Anytime between now and the event, you can register, but to get that T-shirt to wear, you want to do it soon. Survivors, now is the time to register. Again, if you want that T-shirt that's purple to wear on that first lap on June 8th, you've got to give ACS, the national organization, at least 3 to 4 weeks to get it mailed to you. They're doing it across the U.S., so you're not the only survivor that's calling in and registering. Yep. So hopefully you do it now rather than wait until the end of May. That will be way too late. So one thing I want to mention just in summarizing is where the money goes. We've talked a couple times today when we've given out the website. And the website for our event is cancer.org, Relay for Life. You can go to Sauk Valley IL to get to our local event. But the parent organization of American Cancer Society is cancer.org. And that website has got so much information for survivors in particular about what type of treatments are available, where they are available. You can download information of resources. You can understand the terminologies of medical when you get your diagnosis. What does it mean? What does what the best way that you should approach things? They will never tell you exactly what to do, but they will lay out all of the information, all of the education you need, all of the programs that ACS has available free of charge to people that have received diagnosis, information for the caregivers and for the family members, because support for a survivor that's going through the journey of a cancer treatment is as important as the actual treatment itself. Having that support from ACS is really crucial. So I invite you, go to cancer.org. It's there 24 hours of the day. You can ask any question. You can put in the chat room any question that you have. And at the same time, if you really don't like doing things online, then go to the 800 number, 800-ACS-2345. There you will find that same information. You can talk to a real live medical person if you wish. You can get nurses support. They are people that are trained in oncology and pediatric oncology. They will answer questions that have to do with the medical side of things if you don't understand what is happening to you. They have staff that are available to steer you to the information that you need, and they will also help you with health insurance questions. So both of those items are where part of the money goes to support the creation of those and the manning of those. But those are open across the United States to anyone at all, whether you have had a diagnosis or you haven't. Cancer.org and the 800 number ACS-2345 is a part of where the money goes that we collect through donations for Relay for Life. Thank you to WSDR as being our sponsor. We truly appreciate being able to come in, Tom.
Absolutely.
You have been a godsend to us.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
So, well, we're glad you said that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Betty, and thank you, Cheryl.
We appreciate it very, very much.
And again, Relay for Life of the Sauk Valley coming up Saturday, June 8th. For more information, can't say it enough, www.relayforlife.org/Sauk Valley IL. Again, Cheryl and Betty, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.